Okay, Rabbi Isaac, today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. And as you remember, in the previous Mishnahis, we were learning about a lady who took upon herself a neder of Naziris. And then the husband was Mefer the Naziris, which he's allowed to do. So we already spoke about the implications of that, what happens to the Kabanois. And our Mishnah now continues once again on that same track. So you have the lady took upon herself the Naziris, says the Mishnah, and Nizrak Oleha Echon Min Hadomim. Not only are we past day 1 and past day 15, we're now on the 30th or the 31st day of her Naziris, where, Baruch Hashem, she was a Nazira B'Tahara the entire time, and now she's getting ready to go and bring her three Karbanais, the Karban Oila, the Karban Chatos, and the Karban Shlomim. Okay, not only is she ready, but they in fact already brought the three Karbanas, shechted all three, and now they did the Zrika Saddam of the first of the three Karbanas. Nizrik Aleha Echad Min Adam. Eini Yachal HaHafer, at this point, if the husband says, I want to be Mefer, sorry, it's too late. We can no longer be Mefer.
What good is this? Is like at the end of her whole whatever.
End of the whole whatever. So the question is, what benefit would there be? Why would he want to do that?
Right.
Exactly. You're asking an excellent question. Bear with us.
Okay, I'm there.
You're doing beautifully. And you're davening so beautifully today. Anyway, so Nizrik Aleha Echam and Adomim, once the bloods have been Nizrik, meaning on the Mizbeach, any one of the three Kabbanis, any Achalaf, it's already too late to go and be Mefer. Of course, Ariel asks, what benefit would there be if he were to go and stop it and say, I am Mefer? We'll see in a moment. What's the halucha vaita? State in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Oimer afilin nishkata oleo achas mikala behemoth eni yochel hafer. Even if there was just a shchita of one of the behemoths, you can no longer be Mefer, even though there was no zrika sadah. Now, why would Rabbi Kiva add a filin nishchata? Why does the Tanakama hold dafke nizrak? And Mir Tashem will see on the top of the Amid Beis the svaris of both of these man the Amr. That's only if you're talking about Tiglachas and Tahara, because now Tiglachas and Tahara, there's a final end now to her Naziris, and so therefore, as Ariel was pointing out, Lechayr, it's pointless at this point to go and
Mefer.
And be Mefer. We're already done. But Tiglachas HaTumah Yofer. However, if she's now bringing her Kabbani's Tumah, in other words, you had a woman, took upon herself Naziris, after a few days she became, unfortunately, Tumah, and now she's bringing her Karbonis for the Tumah. Which Kabbonis do we bring now? The two Oifois, that's the Oilus Oif, the Chatzis Oif, and the Karbon Osham. But Tiglachas HaTumah Yofer. There he is allowed to be Mefer. Shehu yochel loimer iefshe biisha minuvelis. I cannot deal with a wife that is minuvelis. Now minuvelis, of course, has a very pejorative, negative sense to it. But what is okay? Shkoyach. Now the question is, what does it mean in this context, minuvelis? So both the Tosis and the Rosh learn that minuvelis is that she will not be able to go and drink wine. In my Gemara, the Rosh appears on the next to the last line, the first wide line, all the way down below. It says, "V'yochel loymer i'ef she'b'isha menuvelas pirish ma'una u'menua mishtias yayin." I cannot deal with a wife that will not be able to go and drink wine for the next 30 days. Because bear in mind, since she is a tiglachas, since she is a nazira tumea, and she's now bringing her karbonais tuma, after these karbonis are done properly, guess what happens? Yes. Now she starts all over again, and she starts counting 30, another 30 days that she's not going to drink wine. I can't live with that. Now, to us, it may sound a little strange.
Right.
Well, so she won't drink wine.
The marriage is that he can't deal with his wife unless she drinks wine. Yeah. Which is really...
So those days, wine was kind of different, I believe.
Exactly.
Right, but
they didn't have Coca-Cola, and they didn't have seltzer, and they didn't have oranges.
People were commonly inebriated, meaning if they were just drinking
not necessarily.
Wine all day. And,
no, I don't know that they would. Last time you drank wine, did you turn drunk or something? Chas v'shalom. No, you took a little.
After a few glasses, drinking it commonly back then. No, it's no joking matter.
No joking matter. And since they drank it commonly, in all likelihood, it took them 10 or 12 such cups to become inebriated. That's my assumption. I didn't live at that time, and you'd have to ask the historians. But the point is, since this was such a common beverage, for her not to go and drink wine, what do you mean not to drink wine? What are you going to drink? And I don't even know if you could drink the water at that time.
No,
maybe it came from poisoned wells.
So
who knows?
Can you explain how her drinking wine would be so off-putting to him?
Not drinking wine.
How would that be off-putting?
Because it was so common and so regular. And
because
so
a lot of times people are very stuck in their ways, and a little bit of alcohol can make them more relaxed.
Loosen up?
No, well, maybe
more
relaxed.
More freilich in honor of Purim and of Chodesh Adar. Not loosen, but make them more freilich, more lively. Besides the fact that he sees that she is going to be suffering for the next 30 days, that she won't be able to properly drink a beverage like everybody else. And therefore, he does not want to see.
He has a bleeding heart or something.
Exactly right. He has a bleeding heart for his wife, and that's the reason why he's allowed to go and be mefer. But that's only about Tiglachas Tumah. Yes.
Mishnah used this term in Avelis.
Yes.
Which is what's bothering us. Why does he use the term Nadronis, which we have in Durham, which is the real objection here.
Where's the Menuvel part? I didn't see that.
I might.
It might be that, that she has, without wine, she doesn't. Her depression will,
sure.
Increase.
It doesn't say Menuvel.
Right there.
Ariel, do you hear that?
I'm sorry, yes.
David says that the reason why he's concerned about her not drinking wine because depression may set in, and he doesn't want her to be depressed.
They didn't have all those drugs that we have today.
And even if they did, they presumably didn't use them because they had more seichel then. Anyway, why it says menuvelis instead of nadronis, I don't know, but that's the lashon of the Mishnah, and the lashon of the Mishnah, as you saw from the Rosh, and the Tosfos says the same thing, is because of this inoy that he does not want to go and have her suffer as a result of the fact that she is depriving herself from wine. Anyway, yes, ma'am.
Why is the concern about wine? Maybe hair.
Oh, so hold on to that question for another moment. Zokti moravaita Rebbe, either a mayor or Rebbe Oimer, apik teglachas atahara yofer. The same thing applies to teglachas atahara. He can also be mayfer. We heard Ariel say so authoritatively when we started off the Mishnah. What's the point in being mayfer? The Naziris is all over. So if you look up in Parshas Nasai, after she brings her three kabbonis on day number 30 or 31, what happens after that? She's supposed to do her tiglachas. Tiglachas means that she takes all the hair off from her head.
Everything,
all the hair on her head.
I wouldn't for a woman.
Okay, yeah. But even if she lives in the West Side, if she's a Nazir, she has that same requirement. Not only in Williamsburg. So what does it say? Rabbi Omer apet galachas tahara yofeshu yochal omer efshi beishem galachas. I cannot deal with a woman that is going to have to shave off all the hair from her head. So now the question is, I think we can perhaps understand that better, rather than the wine situation. Here we're talking about the hair situation. So Rebbe or a mayor has a very good point. And now the question is, what does the Tana Kama hold? The Tana Kama says, no, any yochal hafer. Isn't he concerned about having a wife that doesn't have any hair? So see Mechim Nigmar on the Amid Beis, because he says she can always put on a shaitel. She can always wear a wig. And so therefore, it's not such a terrible thing. What does Rebbe hold? Amir Tashem will see what Rebbe's response is in the Gemara. Zok Digmar. So we started off the Mishnah that once you have the first Zrikas Adam, any yochal hafer, because the Naziris is at an end. We're done. Jacques Dimar Masis the Laker Blazer. It's not like a blazer. Dear Blazer, Blazer, hold. So, Oyme Tiglachas me akev. Sorry. Ho Omar. Tiglachas me akev. It's according to Blazer, the Tiglachas is me akev. And therefore, the Kivin la Gilcha Asira Bechamra. And since she didn't do her Tiglachas yet, she's still Osir in wine. The Kivin de Isla Nivel Motsi me. What the Gemara is telling us is something very simple, and that is the Tana of our Mishnah holds that once one of the Kabbonis was brought properly, properly in the sense that you did this Rikas Adam and it's all finished. She is now finished with her total Naziris. The only thing that we're still waiting for is her Teglachas. But putting that aside, she's done. She can already drink wine. Since she can drink wine, there's no longer that Minuveles concept, that Minuveles problem, and therefore, any Ochel HaHafer is nothing to be made for anymore. Why does Reb Elezer disagree? Reb Elezer says, oh, no. Even though she could have brought all three Kabbalas, until she has her Teglachas, she still remains a Nazira, and therefore she cannot drink wine. When is she going to do a Teglachas? Presumably in another 5 minutes, or in half an hour, or in an hour, because it's a mitzvah to do Teglachas at the time concurrently of bringing the Kabbalas, because after that you go and take the hair, and you put it underneath the dud. The dud is the large pot in which they are going and they're cooking the shlum. And so therefore, you have to have the hair to be able to put it under the pot whilst it's cooking. So you go and do the teglachas at that time. But Reb Elezer says, well, you know, you don't have to do it immediately. You can do it 10 minutes later, half an hour later. During that period of time, she's still asura b'yayin. So she's still minuveles. And so therefore, the halacha is he can still continue to be mefer. We're talking a very, very, very narrow window of opportunity over here. After all, she brought her kabbonis, and presumably the barber is waiting, and it's just a question another 5 or 10 minutes. Nevertheless, says Reb Elezer, you're telling me what's the halachic final red line after which he can no longer be mefer? He can still be mefer. Until she goes and drinks that, because she still has that Isser Yayim, he can be made for it until Teglachas. After Teglachas, it's already too late.
And we have earlier on that if you go to day 30 at night, that already if he becomes Tameh, that it doesn't sosra the Naziris.
If they become Tameh, it's not sosra the Naziris. It's a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, whether this is on day 7 or day 8. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said, Yesh Nozer Echad Shemevi Korban Echad Al Tumois Harbe. What is that? That since on the seventh day, meaning on the day in the Nozer Tame, on the seventh day, what's the halacha? He already becomes Roi. He starts already counting his new Naziris, even though he only brings his Kabbanis the next day. So we learned over there that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, then he or she starts the new Naziris on day number 7. According to Rebbe, you only start the new Naziris on day number 8. So we had a machloikis between the two.
That's another time. I'm talking about someone who completed the Naziris.
All 30 days?
All 30 days.
Okay, went on to day 31 now?
Right, and 31, it became Tameh.
Became Tameh at this time.
Then we had a thing about it, so Yom Kukula or not, whatever. But I thought already at the completion of the 30 days, already to consider the Naziris was complete.
It was finished.
Finished.
You're talking about a Lima de Rebbe. Rebbe holds that as soon as it's Roy Lahavi Karbanoisev, then the person becomes Os Nazir. And in fact, the Gemara says that there's a Shaila, what about if it was during the night before?
Right,
and
right.
The question is, do you go and say, Laila Mechusizman, Ala Mechusizman? What you're saying is correct. But then we had two other Mandiyam, we had the Rabbanim that say that you have to have a Krovis Chatos. That's the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah. And according to the other Mandiyam, it's got to be the Chatos together with the Osha. Those are the two that Osha is referring back to the Zozer Tome. But anyway, but just getting back to our Gemara, there is a fundamental machloikis. When does the old Naziris end and the person now becomes a civilian once again? Says the Gemara, that according to Reb Elezer, that's only after Teglachas, and only after that point can the Nozer start drinking wine, while our Tanakam of our Mishnah holds that once you have the Zrika Echad Min Adamim, then already it's Mutter B'ayin. So that's why, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, as soon as you do one of the zrikos, since the wife is able to drink wine again, so there's no longer any inui left, and there's no purpose in being mefer, because she's back to being a civilian, like a regular non-nazir. So what's the point in doing hafara? Masha Inke, and according to Reb Elezer, no, you can still do hafara for the next 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, until she does the tiglachas. When she does the tiglachas, then she becomes uteris b'yayin, and then it's already too late to go and be mefer. Well, Rebbe says the ikr is at the time of the tiglachas, meaning as long as she hasn't done tiglachas yet, the husband can still be mefer. What would be the purpose in doing that? Not because of the shtiyas yayin, but because of the isha migalachas. He doesn't want her to unfortunately become bareheaded without any hair whatsoever. As far as he's concerned, this ekeldik, he cannot go and live with such a wife. What does the Tanakhama hold? We'll see in the Gemara. Mekin untina shaitl. Zukti muriyat tuna onto the Amud Beis. Tana didon sova. In the Tana holds. Kim dizarek Allah dam li alter sharia bechamra v'les lenivul. The whole point of Kuni Tanakhama is we're concerned about Isha Menuvelis. And Isha Menuvelis we saw in the Rosh and in the Toises means that she's mu'unna and she's not allowed to go and drink wine. Once you have the Zrikas Adam of any one of the three Kabbanas, she's allowed to drink wine. So this Isha Menuvelis Svara goes away, and therefore Eino Yochel Lihofer. Now Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah said, not only at the time of the Zrikas Dam of one of the Kabunas, but already after the Shechita of one of the Behemoths, one of the Kabunas, that's already enough, Eino Yochel Lihofer. What's the reason why? Says Yimor Mishum Hefsid Kudishim. What's Hefsid Kudishim? Because if you're going to go be Mefer, it's going to turn out now the mafreya, that these kabunas were unnecessary. What are you going to have to go and do with these kabunas? They're going to become pusul, and you're going to have to go and burn them on the Beis Hadashim. And therefore, Sir Rabbi Kiva, once you did a shechita, don't go and be mefer because you're going to ruin these kabunas. Maskel Rabbi Zeira, why? V'amai, lizrik domen shaloi l'shmon, v'yate busa ba'achila. This is doing aitza. Don't tell me you're ruining these kabunas. Even though Hitaka unplugged the whole Naziris by annulling it, by being made for it, you could still be machshir this carbon. How can you be machshir it? By doing the Zrikas Dam Shaloi Lishman. Excuse me. How will that help Zrikas Dam Shaloi Lishman? Well, we'll see a b'rais in a moment, but the b'rais is based on the first Mishnah of Masechta Zvuchim, called Zvuchim, Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman, Ksheirim, Elishloi Olu Labalam Lishim Choyva, and then Barry's going to quickly tell us, Chutz Mei, very good. So Chatas is one of them. Pesach and Usham is not our concern now because we're talking about the three kabunas of the Nozir, which of course is an Oila, a Chatas, and a Shlom by a Nozir Tohar. By Nozir Tome, there's also the Asham Naziris, but we're talking about the Nozir Tohar. So Vushtaitu, so Rabbi Kiva says, once you shechted the carbon, if the husband were going to go and be mefer, you're not allowed to even do the Zrikas Hadam anymore, because she doesn't need these kabunas anymore. Because either Megis Gai is a Mecca Okar, Abla Maisa, Zidav Shanishti Ala Kabunas. If she doesn't need all of these kabunas, then there's just going to go the Beis Hadesh, and Toysa says, Usa Lizrik Dam. You're not allowed to even go and do the Zrikas Hadam. So that's why don't allow for Hafara after the Shechita of one of the Vahims. But Maskel Reb Zeira, Chadachanaitza. Lizrik Dam and Shaloi Lishman. Go and be Zoydik Dam now, not L'shem Karban Naziris, but L'shem, for instance, if it's an Oila, L'shem Oila, for an Oila's Neduva. If it's a Shlomim, for Shalomim Neduva. That's fine. For Yate Busa Bachila. Not only will it be a kosher carbon, you'll even be able to go and eat from the carbon. Miloy Tanya, didn't we have a similar situation, state in the Braisa? Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshocht and Shaloi Lishman. The Kivsei Atzeres is a special carbon that you bring together with a Shtei Alechem on Shviz. What happens if the Koyin who shechted it, or whoever shechted it, shechted Shaloi Lishman, it was not Lishem Kivsei Atzeres? Or Isha Shechted Lifnei Zmanen, or they were very, very Kahanim's reasoning, they didn't even wait until Shviz, they already shechted it on Erev Yontif. Or Liachar Zmanen, or they brought it on the day after Yontif. Very strange thing to do, but were this to happen, what do you do? You say, oh, you vai, she, this carbon is pusul. Zuk the braise chabachanaitze, even though you did not shecht it correctly, did shaloi lishman, lefnei zman or liachar zman, hadam yizurik, go and do the zrika sadam on the mizbeach, babusa yeyuchel, and you can go and eat from the busa. What does he mean to say? Avadetz le'uli le'balim shem choyves. This is your kabbalim, but it's le'uli le'besamigdash shem choyves. The Ibish Agaisim to go and bring an ayantiv. And you're doing it shaloi l'shma. Or you're doing it erev yantiv, enoch yantiv. That's, you're not yoitza the carbon kivs the aseres. Of course, if you're talking about that it was erev yantiv, no, bring a new carbon the next day. If it was talking on yantiv itself, bring a new carbon today on Yom Tov to be able to bring together Shtei Lechem to be matter the Chudosh and the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, if it's La'acher Zman and it's already Uvez Zman Butel Kabunai. But Lamas, what do you do with such a carbon? Don't go and say, well, Yishechter Shlei Lishmoel, if Neizman, La'acher Zman, go and take the Beis Hadeshen and go and burn it. Hadam Yizurik, go and do this Rikas Adam, Vaiteh Shlei Lishman, but it's going to be Kushe. I'm sorry, Nachum.
In Yom Tov Alayim, it's coming off Shpruch.
I feel in Yom Tov Alayim. This is doing them the toises and the... Kick the toises to Adam Yizurek, is that it? The toises, Baal Tov Anart. Is it Kivsi Atzeres? Okay, Nochtar Aishiris? Haim Tzuch Dot Nuhun? But Yom Tov Atzim, as if it's Mamash Bacham, you mean to the Heilige Toises. Beautiful.
What's the difference in Shabbos now?
Oh, but we didn't know Shungi. You're already one step ahead of us. Zogti Mura Maisa, weiter. Wehem Hus Heus for Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, Koidish Lo Yizurik, then you're not allowed to go and do the Zrika Saddam. Now, why can't you go and do the Zrika Saddam? So the Rosh is Mefarish. It's not Min HaToira, it's Midrabunan. What's the Drabunan? The Drabunan over here is you're being Mesakein the Busar and this carbon. Mesakein the Busar to be able to go and eat it, and the Aymer to go and put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, that's an inyan of tikkun muna. It's not min ha-toira, because it's only ke'en tikkun muna. You're not banging with a hammer to go mimsaken, or you're not being makim bepatish. But midrabunan, just like, in fact, the Rosh Teltzi, the inyan of going mimafish, trumis, and masris on Shabbos, that just like that is an inyan of tikkun muna, here too is an inyan of tikkun muna. If you want, we can try to see quickly, v'sidu de shikim v'moise Shabbos. Yeah, if you see v'moise Shabbos, that's next by me. It's yeah, in the Rush. It's, by me, it's next to the Toises. I did the Zoyama. You know, I did the Zoyama. Yeah. Right next to one line further down. For those of you that have others in my Gemara, it's around 15, 20 lines into the small lines. Zut the Rush. The Moishe Shabbos leYizrik veAvagav the Zrikas Adam Ein Asira El Medrabuna Kide Isim Perik Eled Dvorim VaFil Hochi Hechmira Chum Mkishem The Tekine Zivchi She Mesakin O Aymen LaHaktura VaBus LaAchila. The domi ve'in magbiyin trumis amas is on Shabbos.
And she's bringing this. I got the shows. Let's see.
That's lichat chila, Mister Ma, over here. Yeah. Why ain't she bringing this? Definitely listen.
Okay, so what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? And Yom Tov, when you do the tikkun,
the Yom Tov is doch leichter. The ganze sach doch nur als is ken tikkun. And even so if besides that, on Yom Tov came the ches and the kabbunis. Shabbos came to the Meshesa because you can't go and cook it, and even the Aymer, they say you should go wait until at night. So on Shabbos came to the Meshesa and came to the Meshesa and the Busa. But Yom Tov made the Chiyah, and so therefore, Ach Sheyuchel Chomefesh, Hilavadi Yusel Lechem, Yom Tov came to the Meshesa, just like Yom Tov, you're allowed to go and check an animal, right, the Kovet Yom Tov, so you're allowed to go and do this Rikas Adam. Also now the Kovet Yom Tov, even though it's a puslikon, it's not a puslikon. So like ul lebalim shem chayva. That's why the Mishnah zukta. Ksheirim el shem ul lebalim shem chayva. Anyway, zukti one by Yisrael Shabbos Yisrael v'mzurek hitzel lahakter aymer le'erv. Anyway, so what do I see from all of this? Yeah. I see from all of this that even if a korban is kali gavon, it's a bad korban, quote unquote, because you did a shchita. And after that, you're going to, in the case over the Kivsi Atzeres, Yishech Shloim Lishmon, Lefneiz Manan, Liachas Manan, it says you can still be Mesakin by doing Azrika Sadat. So here, the tier two, even though the Shechita already took place and the husband is going to be Mefer now, and you can say, oh, you have Sekudashim. No! Let him be Mefer, and you're going to do this Rika Saddam, Shaloy Lishma. Tzavata Zan Kusha. You won't be Ulbal Hashem Choyva, but there's no Choyva left anyway for these Balim, because the Balim is Os Nazir, because the husband was Mefer. So there's nothing more to bring. So there's no problem about Ulbal Hashem Choyva. It's going to be a Kusher carbon. There's no Hefsek Kudashim. What's the issue? Everyone, Amri, you're 100% right. In the Shachar Oiloy Shlomim Hochanami. If we were talking in our Mishnah, that Nishchat Echem and Adomim, if you remember the Lashon of the Mishnah was Echem and Adomim. Nizrik Oleh Echem and Adomim, Rabbi Kiva Afilin Nishchat Oleh Achas Mikol HaBehemis. If one of the Behemis was already Gishachtin, Eini Yuchalahuf and Mekenshin Ishmei for Zayn. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva holds it's going to be a Hefsim Kudashim. Frank Timur, you can go be Mesakin by doing the Zrikas Adam Shaloy Lishma. So Timur, you're right. If we were talking about the Oilishlam, 100%. Now it'll be an Oilis Nadova, it'll be Shalmi Nadova. No problem. Hochanami, el hochmai skin going to shuchad chatos bereisha. Ah, kidinan, kilach alachas, mishloshdan, yutza. There isn't the Seder is not ma'akiv when it comes to the three kabunas. And therefore, if the person shechted the chatos first, says our Mishnah, don't be mefer anymore, because now you're going to go and machkal yedei korban chatos, because by chatos, that is one of the two exclusions that Barry told us about. That kol hazvuchim shenizbechi shaloy lishmoim ksherim elishli ulabalim shemchoy vachetz may Pesach v'chatos. So chatos is one of them. And because Rebbe Lezer also the Karm Musha. So here for Zukti Yomara, since he already brought the Karm Chatos, and here you can't be mesak in the Karm Chatos. Because even if you go and do the Zerika Shaloy L'Shema, it's a pusel carbon, you're being mafsed the carbon. So therefore, don't be made for anymore. Let's finish off the carbon. So it's going to be a kosher carbon, it shouldn't be a hefsed. Then the Mishnah continued on, b'med the b'mamirim, b'tiglachas tahar. B'tiglachas tema yufer. What was the reason yufer? So we said in the Mishnah,
what's it's brought. What's the reason of tiglachas?
Sorry, Nachum. We'll now bring a raif in Yana Mishnah, that the seder of the hakrovus kabonis is not ma'akev. So therefore the achas could be the chatas. Avad, if the achas was an oilu or shlumim, says, Lamasa, what the Gemara is saying in the Teretz is, that it says in the Mishnah, "Bekiva oimah filin nishket olea ach kol heimus yichalofer," is only if he shechted the chatos first, if he shechted the oila first or the shlomim first, yichalofer he can continue to be mefer. I'm not worried about hefsekudishim, because even if he's mefer, you can be masak in the hegdish. How are you going to be masak in it? By doing a zrikas adam shaloy lishmol shaloy l'shem nizirus. No, the shame carbon oila oila sintova or shalmer tova. That works perfectly. So why does Rabbi Kiva say if it's geshocht in any yochel hofer? Because we're talking about a carbon chatas. What do we bring a rai from Yenna Mishnah? We're trying to bring a rai from the Mishnah that the seder is not ma'akiv. So therefore, our Mishnah staka talking about the achas mishloshtim was the carbon chatas and not the oila, not the shlum. So I have a problem of hefsed kudish. It's good. So the Mishnah says this whole machloek between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva has been made of Amirim, but teglachas tahara, but teglachas tumi yofer. Why teglachas tumi yofer? So we have the parentheses. It's really not necessary for our Gemara, but nevertheless, we're quoting from the Mishnah. Yichaloymar ef she be isha menuvelas, and you remember we saw in the Rosh and the Umar Aleph, isha menuvelas means that she's going to meuna, that she will not be able to go and drink wine for the next 30 days, because by the teglachas tuma, once we took care of the whole Tumma requirement. What happens now? She starts a Yom Rishonim Yipli. I'm going to start from square one. We're going to have to count another 30 days. The husband said, Shinginik, already 30 days or whatever the period of time was that she hasn't drunk wine until now. I don't want her to refrain from drinking wine anymore. I want her to drink wine. So therefore, he can go and be mefer. But that doesn't apply to Teglachas Tahara, because as far as Teglachas Tahara is concerned, she cannot drink, she is allowed to already drink wine immediately as soon as you brought the first carbon. Like we said in our Mishnah, Reb Lezer disagrees. Reb Lezer says you have to wait until after Tiglachas. Shine, but after Tiglachas, she'll be able to go and drink wine. We're not talking about a huge amount of time over here. Whenever she brings her carbon on day 30 or day 31, she's bringing three carbonates. As soon as she brings her carbon number one, our Mishnah holds that she's already muteris lishtois biyayin. That's why any yuchel hofer, there's no more minuvelas. Reb Lezer said, no. He can still be mefer because she is still ushered to drink wine for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes until the tiglachas. Fine. But that's only the machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Tanakhama. But back to the safe of the Mishnah, may oim after the tiglachas tahari yofer. Not because of the problem of drinking wine. I don't want to have a woman, a wife, that has to go and remove all of her hair because I can't live with a bald wife. In fact, some of us might appreciate that more than the fact that she can't drink wine. No, it's also nish drinking kavain. But I can understand the husband that's concerned about a wife without the hair. Oh, very simple. She can always go and wear a shaitel. If she wears a shaitel, then you don't have the whole issue. You don't have the whole problem. And as many of you know, in certain Hasidic circles, even today, the women go and shave off all of the hair, or most of the hair, and they wear a shaitel. So, it's not a problem. That's why the Tanakhama says, my only concern is the gabe, the wine. No, once you already brought the first carbon, that's already matter her in wine. So I don't have the minuvelis problem that she can't drink wine. I don't have the migalachas problem because she can wear a shaitel. It's the shulam al yisra. For meyasava, the zoyama usually means like sweaty or like a schmutz. However, the rush over here doesn't touch it with Shmutz and Swati. He just says he cannot take it that she's wearing some other lady's hair. If you look at the rush down below, the first wide line in my Gemara is the Tanakama Omaloch, Efshalo Bepei Nochas Hilkoch Lehave Teglachas Nivel. So the fact that she has to go and still remove her hair, just a gunish. For Meyas Omar, the Mezuham Beene Habal Shetitin Ishtay Aroisha Seor Isha Nochas. Just the fact that she's wearing somebody else's hair, Ekeltem, he can't deal with it. So he's not happy with that. If you look at the Toysis says the same thing, a little bit more Bekitzur. Toysis Aide de Zoyhama. See about seven lines into the wide lines. What's his zoyma? Ve'ena migufa, because it's not from her own guf. It's a psafrem de guf. Megane lebavle nichale. He can't deal with it. Of course, today things are different because today you buy a shaitel costs $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, and it's all fancy. It's a shine and fine and git. So it's not considered to be a zoyma. So this svar lechay doesn't apply. But at least in the times of Chazal, he had the machlokes Tanakama Remeir, and therefore the Tanakama says, as soon as you brought the first carbon, nivol, I don't have a problem with in terms of drinking wine, because she's already muteris b'yayin right now. According to Blazer, right as soon as she takes her teglachas, she's muter b'yayin right now. So therefore, ein yachol hofer. Mashen can go into the mayor. The mayor says, if you haven't done teglachas yet, you could still be mayfer because you want to stop your wife from having to shave off all of the hair on her head. Tanakam is not concerned because she can always wear a shaitel. The mayor says a shaitel is a gefeltim, then she's not happy. Okay. Yes.
We're not as well built as today, and so washing them would tend to ruin them much faster.
Yeah.
And therefore, so I would tend to build up, so they didn't wash them frequently.
Okay. Yishakoyach. And we start the new Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah yet. The Mishnah now tells us, till now we've been talking about an Isha that took upon herself Naziris, and the husband can be mefer and stop it. We have a parallel situation, and that is Ish Madr es Benoy Benuzer. A father can take his son, who is a katan, and cause his son to become a Nazir, either by the father himself saying, my son is a Nazir, or telling his son, repeat after me, I am a Nazir. And then the cotton becomes a nazir. How does the father have this power? We'll see him yet, Shimon the Gemara, a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Stay tuned, what's the basis of the father having this power? However, only the father has the power to be madres b'nei menazir. Vein isha madres b'nei menazir. But the mother does not have that power. Says the Mishnah, nevertheless, the child or the immediate kroivim can stop it in its track. Ketzad, Gilach Oisha Gilchu Kroivav, Micha Oisha Michu Kroivav, then the Naziris ends prematurely. What the Mishnah is telling us is, there are two ways, or actually four ways, of stopping this Naziris that the father imposed on his cotton. Either that the cotton himself takes action by Gilach, by actually cutting his hair off, or Micha. Micha means that he makes a machur, puts up a protest, puts up a big placard, father, I don't want to go ahead with this Naziris. So he doesn't even have to do a masa giluach, he's just moicha. Same thing applies to Kroivim. One second, Shali. Or the same thing applies to immediate Kroivim. They also have the right to either be moicha, or they can do an actual masa and cut off the hair and say, father, we don't want him to go and be a Nazir. And they have the right to go protest and stop this Naziris in its track.
What's the right to call
it? Right, to override the father's wishes.
Okay, so since you're all jumping on that, we said that there's halucha that the father has the right to go be madir. The question is, where does this right come from? We'll see Mitchum anymore. Rabbi Yochanan says, halucha ibnuzer, it's halucha lemoishe misinai. The same halucha lemoishe misinai that says that the father can go and impose Naziris on his son, that same halucha allows for the son or media kroivim to go and undo that imposition. Ariel, you had a question. Shelley, you had a question. You wanted to say something.
I wanted to suggest.
You want to suggest
that as long as he's young, he's a cotton, so that
he's cotton. So he can cotton. He can go and cut the hair. Very good. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, Ariel, you had a point.
No, I just was
wondering the same thing as
Mendy. You know, what right do other family members have to override the father's wishes?
Beautiful. So that's Mitchum Mosin Limor, that's Halach Ibn Ozin, and that Halach is both, Mar uses the expression, Kiboltoi Kach Poltoi, Kiboltoi Kach Poltoi, the same way it goes in, that's where he goes out.
First line is only on the Ish and not. That's a look. She ish mazir v'lo yuyashem. Not on the chayim.
We're not shvete. We're not shvete. That's a k'tu. I'm not saying that. Yes. And also, yes, said, yes, Shelly.
An heir to the father.
An heir at the same time. So it's a pretty hairy issue, and I'm glad that you aired that with us, and we're going to continue on. So our Mishnah tells us that the father has the right to be mother, and not the mother, and also the inyan of that the child or the kroivim can go be moichem. How far-reaching are kroivim? The Mishnah doesn't say. So do a ganze shtikel minchas chinuch discusses how far-reaching. Do we talk about a third cousin, an eighth cousin, a great-grandfather? What's the definition of kroivim? Ayin Shom in the Mishnah, in the Minchas Chinuch. Continuing on the Mishnah, what happens now? So now, this is the reason why we bring this Mishnah after the prior Mishnah dealing with the woman whose Naziris was prematurely cut as a result of the husband being Mefer. And if you remember a few days ago in the Gemara said that there are four times that you have a Shalmei Nozir Ve'enen Tunam Lechem, that you don't have lechem. The Gemara said, Shaloi v'shalo, and li'achar misosoi, and li'achar kaparosoi. And they had the Gemara a few days ago. The Gemara asked, but it's a fifth case as well. If you did it shaloi l'shma, we're only talking about petikin, now you day kilku. But anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah, so we start the Mishnah. Oysaloi behemum refreshes. What happens if prior to the time that he was moicha, or the kroivim were moicha, he was already mafresh behemois for his naziris. Apparently this cotton didn't know that he could cut the naziris short, and therefore he was already mafresh behemois. So what happens now? Achatas tumis, achatas goes lamisa, like we've had chumash chatuas mesois, even though Baruch Hashem, this young fellow is Baruch Hashem alive and kicking, but the naziris was mesa, because there's no naziris left. So there's no need anymore for this chatas, it's a mois achatas, it goes lamisa. Because that you can always bring Betoidus Nedova. So you bring an Oidus Nedova and you bring Shalom Nedova. No problem. When you're talking about these Shlomim, you can only eat it one day. Normally, every Shlomim is always Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. However, since the original Kedisha that was instilled and imbued in this animal was a Kedisha of Shalmi Nuzer, and the Shalmi Nuzer, as you know, has a din of only Yom Echad and not two Yomim, so that vestige of Kedusha still remains, and therefore you can only eat it one day. We had the same Gemara, remember the Gabi Shalot, the same thing. What was the Hezber, why the Gabi Necholmi Yimech Ventunim Lechem? L'choyrem Emanav Shach Izach Shver. If you're going to go and tell me that it has a sin of Shalmei Nozir, and that's why it's Necholi Yimechot, Shalmei Nozir, you have to have the two Lachmim, the Matzos and the Rekikin that it brought in the Torah. So you're going to tell me, no, come on, he's no longer Nazir. So he's no longer Nazir. That's why there's no lechem. If there's no lechem, so then why is Nechali a Mechad? You should be able to eat it for 2 days. So we discussed this a few days ago. There's the Griz, the Briskerov, says that these are two different dinim. You remember, Barry, one of your favorite distinctions between the Gavra and the Heftza. What means the Gavra and the Heftza? That in terms of the animal itself, that was a din in the... I have to think about it. What was the din of the Gavra? What was the din of the Heftza? Yeah, the chefza. Yeah, okay. The gabi, the carbon itself, that's a chefza of naziris, and so therefore, even though the person is os nazir, but it still has a din of the original kedusha shalmi nazir that had originally. However, the din of bringing the lachmim is not a carbon dikadin; it's a gavra of a nazir dikadin. Only the nazir has to go and bring in, and shteitn pusik v'nosan al kapi hanazir. You have to go and put it on his kapov. You have to put it on his hat. So nishtuka kapi nuzir. Well, the nuzir shingim os. The naziris is shingishtar. So that being the case, since that is a chiev on the gavra, and the gavra no longer has this chiev of bringing lachman, you don't bring lachman. Hoyalei moistim, instead of leaving over kabunas, he left over money. Yip linadova, that goes linadova. And again, we had this thing more before. The Gemara said it's halacha mitzvakloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, halacha mitzvah Sinai, according to Rish Lakish, learned from Arako to Shecha, Shiluchon to Derecha, that the Neduvis fall for the Nedurim. We had this Gemara a few days ago, you recall. Anyway, so Oyelay Moist, even if he had Moist that had not been designated and not been allocated yet, Lip the Neduvah, the whole thing falls into. Let me ask you, what happens if the Moist, it wasn't Moist, but he had instead a par? Or he had a nascha, or a sabashal eitzim. Would you say that has the same din as a moist demon? And you remember the Gemara said before, no. But in behemoth, something more distinguished between a behemoth balas mim at a behema which was a tmima, because behema balas min, we said, is a cash equivalent. Mashenkid a tmima, you remember Ariel said so beautifully, it's an illiquid type of investment because of the fact that you have to wait until it gets a mim to be able to be pointed, so therefore it does not fit into the category muslim. We had this before. Okay, right. Mois beferushim, if the person left over money, and the mois beferushim were $200 for a chatas, $200 for an oiler, $200 for a shlamim, dmei chatas yerichol yam melech, then the dmei chatas you have to go and put to the yam melech. What's the reason why? Because it's one of the chumash chatois mesois. Because the animal is dead, there's no animal, there's only gelt. So how do you kill the gelt? You throw it into the yam melech. Like nenevele me'alan, there's no din of, you cannot be nenan, you can't be, there's no din of me'ila. The reason why there's no din of me'ila, because me'ila is only shayach by a behema that you're going to bring for a kodshim. You're going to bring it for a carbon. This chatas you can't bring for a carbon. So there's no din of me'ila. But midrabunan, there's a din of le'nan and don't have a nuah anyway. To me oila, yivi oila, and me'alaben, because as we know, it's oila's kodshikudishim, the din of me'ila. To me shlum, yivi shlumim, v'nechum yemecha, like we said before, v'en tuna lechem, like we said before, and there is no din of me'ila, because by shlum is a kodshim kalim, no din of me'ila. The only time you have me'ila by kodshim kalim is after the Zurika Saddam, the aymerin that have to go on the mizbech. Good. Zuktimar. We started off a mission that says ish madris benoi ve'in ish madris benoi. Pray to my ish in av ish aloi my time. What's the sfura? What's the reason? That a father can go and be mother the son benozim, not the mother, and all of the other halachas of our mishnah, as the Gemara is going to go through in Yetz Hashem in the next couple of minutes and further tomorrow. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Reish Lakish Kedei Lachan Choy B'Mitzvahs. For sake of Lachan Choy B'Mitzvahs, this is not a din min ha-Torah. This is a din mid-Rabbanan. What's a din mid-Rabbanan? That the father has the right to mechanach, he has the duty to mechanach his son B'Mitzvahs, and so therefore, that's why he's allowed to try to bring his son up to Kedisha V'Tahara by making him into a Nazir. So now, from here, I'm sorry?
You can bring a chatas.
Why can you bring a chatas?
The conclusion of the...
It was a valid naziris. The father.
Why is it valid? It's just for the chinuch, it's not a derisa, so he's bringing a shtickle kulim to
Zara. The question you're asking is a good question. If you would like to go down, the Gemara from here until two-thirds of the Amid asks a series of kashas on Reish Lakish. Everything according to Rabbi Yochanan is not a problem, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a luchim in the ozim, in the Torah, everything is fine. Your question you're asking about the Chulun Bazara, if you go down, El Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, it's just past halfway down. The line begins, El Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, Kedei Lachan Chamitz, Zagam Ma'isim Chulun Bazara. Right? Do you have that?
Yeah.
Everything. Mar Kasev Chulun Bazara, love their Isis. I give you a peek in tomorrow's Gemara, so keep the question for tomorrow. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions. We're just going to start on one or two questions. We'll leave the rest for tomorrow. The Gemara challenges time and time again Reish Lakish. Only about six or seven questions Reish Lakish. Frank Gemara, if you're telling me there's a din of chinuch, why doesn't the Isha have the same din of being madira as beno benozer? Because of the Isha of the chinuch when I'm in mitzvahs, being Isha of the chinuch when mitzvahs. This mandiyama holds that the din of chinuch only applies to the father; it doesn't apply to the mother. This is, of course, a grace chiddush, and there's a lot of Torah on this in the Rishonim and certainly in the Achronim. Is that right? The Isha doesn't have a chi of chinuch as beno. For instance, they bring the mass of Hilni Amalka on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that she went and she took off the roof and put up schach, even for little babies, because she wanted mechanech her benavim mitzvahs. And there's a Tois Yeshonim and Daf Pei Beis and Mesechus Yuma. There's a lot of Torah on this about Isha Yochayev Nishchayev. Some of the Rishonim say that our Gemara says in Isha Chayev Chanech benavim mitzvahs is not referring to mitzvahs generally. It's only referring to the inyan of Naziris, because Naziris, after all, is not a real chiyav. It's not as a hidr, if you want, to what Bikadisha, Batara. It's an additional ischaivis. On that, the Isha doesn't have a chayvah. She doesn't have a chiyav lechanach. But in other mitzvahs, yes, she does have a mitzvah. And others say that the skuf is a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether or not there is a din of chinuch. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a din of chinuch, both on the father and on the mother. But our mission is not talking about chinuch. Our mission is talking about halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't address this issue. Anyway, again, there's a lot of Torah on this. Next, Mishlemer Rabbi Yochanan, the Umar halachi benuzer amtu lahachi benoi in bitei loy. Then I understand why there's only mitzvah to be mechanech not mitzvah mechanech. That's the halacha l'moish misina. Halacha l'moish misina is that the father can only be madad the benoy and not the bita. So ishtait and halacha. El reish lukish afil bitoy. Since you're talking about a mitzvah chinuch, don't you have to mechanech yiddish techta also? There's no absolute chiyuv to mechanech. Of course, it's a good thing to make sure that you're going to be an erlich yidna, but there's no absolute chinuch mitzvah. Wait until she becomes bat mitzvah and then make sure she does all the mitzvahs. You don't have to be mechanech. Again, this is Reish Lakish, not necessarily does Rabbi Yochanan agree. That's why it's only a special din naziris. That's why our Mishnah is talking about ha'ish madas b'nai menuzah. It doesn't say, why don't you have a more general Mishnah? You can have a Mishnah like this in Maseches Nedarim, that Ho'av Madres B'noi B'kol Minei Nedarim, when the father thinks it's appropriate that he should go make a neder. A neder that he shouldn't go and eat unless he wears tzitzis every day. He shouldn't go and eat unless he says bruchas every day. It's not only that in the Zeres, he can go make all different types of Nedarim. As Aluch L'Moish V'Sinai, Shteit No Benuzah, Shteit Nishba Nedarim. Aluch Shlokish, Avil Nedarim Nami. So, according to Shlokish, the din of chinuch, be mechanech in any type of mitzvah. It doesn't have to be dafka naziris, and therefore he should go and say to the son, don't go and do X, Y, and Z. If you're not going to go and wear tzitzis, if you're not going to go and say krishma or whatever, Tosis give an example of mitzvah sikav alilav. See, if you look at Menadurim Le'ashkechan, about 4 or 5 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Le'ashkechan, the einoi madr b'nei menadurim, keep going lohavi karbin. He says to him, go and take upon yourself a neder, not to go and eat challah, not to go and eat breakfast, not to do this, that, or the other thing. We'll be ready in a moment. And if you're not going to go, mimekayim the mitzvah of sikav lilav. So why don't you have that mitzvah? So according to Rabbi Yochanan Tuchzai Egit, because that's halacha menuzah, not benedarim. And the Shlokish said, dinun chinuch, afil adarim na'ami. It's incorrect. Let me buy benedarim the less lay nivel by other things. Avada, there's a din, you can go and be madr your son to go and be mechanech him in the mitzvahs. El afil benaziris is lay nivel. I would have thought, solkadaita chamina, that he doesn't have that right to go and cause his son to not be able to drink wine. For the hachi chayv lechanech, nevertheless, shayt in the mishnah as yah. And Mitchum, you'll see, Nigmar asked Nochmul Yetzin, Michu Kroivov, like you asked. Yeah. All of this is part of the Halukh Lamash Visina, according to Yochanan, and according to Rish Lukish, all of this has to do with Milchus Chinuch. Mitchum to be continued tomorrow, Boisai. Have a wonderful day. And Yin Chodesh Zat Yevet.